Yeah, Facts of Cap Podcast, episode 74. They didn't let the GDs in the dough. 74 to the world, blow. Hey, we got
Chris here. Shout out to them guys, though.
We got everybody in this motherfucker, man. Where we starting off today, man? Y'all want to start off with some Freddie Gibbs? No, it ain't going to be too long. We're going to keep it nice and sweet, but we gonna get to the meat and the potatoes of these motherfucking topics. So where do we begin? So Freddie Gibbs, he's had an ongoing beef with Jim Jones. It really ain't been that active, but it started in 2014 when, you know, I guess Jim Jones, he had a clothing line that he was, you know, a product called Vamp Life. And of course, you know, the initials is VL. So I guess he used to just throw up his little VLs or whatever it is. And Freddie Gibbs is from Indiana and Vice Lords. You know, that's a set. That's a gang. He's basically a part of it. He claims that set, right? And nah. Vice Lords is an old school gang, like a Midwest gang, like Chicago and shit like that. Yeah, so basically, he took offense to that. And he said something to Jim Jones about it. And, you know, that turned into a whole rapper beef. Like, and he was on some, I'm going to be in Harlem. I gotta perform at this venue, blah, blah, blah. Said he even lived in New York at the time. Somehow he got into his truck out of the performance. Somebody allegedly from Jim Jones' crew shot at him. I'm not going to say the name. Academic's been saying the name. But it's one of the same guys who used to run with 6ix9ine. But allegedly he shot up the SUV. Freddie Gibbs.
Double M?
Huh? Double M? What you mean, double M? No, it wasn't shoddy. No, it wasn't shoddy.
Double M?
Nah. Fuck it. Yeah, it was Harv.
Harv, okay.
It was Harv. Yeah, it was Harv. Allegedly. So, so basically, long story longer, basically he got, two of his people got shot in the SUV. He managed to get away. They said he ran. According to Academics, he made a statement with the police. You know how that goes. We don't know if that's really accurate or not. So, fast forward. Couple days ago, they in Miami. They had this swanky restaurant called Prime 112. I guess he's leaving. Jim Jones is entering with his entourage. He got his, what's his name? Freddie Gibbs got his security on him. They run into each other. They having choice words with each other. They lining him up. They lining Freddie up. He not paying attention. Allegedly, it goes down right there in the restaurant. He gets sucker punched. Jim Jones pounces on him. They beat him. Hey, man.
Hey, get the jump early.
Yeah, you got to go first. That's what I said. Especially when you a nigga like Freddie that like to talk, you got to be ready. So, apparently, they beat a security ass, too. And, you know, listen,
fired.
I don't know if that shit might have happened at 1:55 in the morning. By 2 o'clock, that shit was trending. Academics was trending. I was literally going to work. I was, like, looking. Academics was trending. He was already on Twitch going in. And that's where we landed. So he's been joking. He's been making memes. Freddie Gibson did the typical rapper shit. He's showing his face. You know what I'm saying? He's pulling out guns and showing guns and shit. You know, just typical rapper responses. You know, next I thought he was about to pull out a wad of money. You know how that go. So what do we think about this situation? Yeah, what do we think about this one? Jim Jones is naming his album Prime 112. As well.
He need to leave Jim Jones alone. Like, that's just a battle he can't win. Like, getting shot at, running.
Yeah.
Getting lined up in the club.
Like, yeah.
Now how old is that one when he got shot at?
That happened in 2014. They said he a victim. He said, "You're not a thug, you're a victim." That's what Academics said.
I'm being like, no joke. Like, bruh, just leave it alone, man. Look, you see him coming, you go the other way.
So does the situation like this affect his career? Like, how does it affect his career to y'all?
Nah, I think in this 2022 climate, like, there's no such thing as, like, a L that's a For certain people, that's like so damaging.
Now, remember what you just said. We're going to talk about that in the next topic with Tory and Meg.
Unless you go to jail. That's I'm talking about, like, court of public opinion getting shot at, getting beat up.
Yeah. It's just going to be jokes.
It's just jokes. You can come back from it.
How can he?
But his credit is gone, though.
I mean, I don't think his credit is gone for losing a fight. I think he just needs to stop talking about academics.
I'm talking about how he's handling it.
He's handling it wrong.
Academic, because then the pictures of the guns afterwards, it's like, you ain't moving.
His credit from who? That's all I'm saying. From niggas like us.
Yeah.
Media, the street, like, what does that even mean?
I think his credit.
Rumors, Jim Jones and them got ran out the record, bro. That's on tape.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They left Jim.
But Jim was still there. Cam left my man.
They left Jim.
But Jim was still right there. He real nigga.
Getting jumped.
I'm just saying. It happened.
So what I say is this. I don't think his career is going to do too much damage. But I do think, like, the back and forths that he has and all the Twitter, like, if he talks tough on Twitter and shit, nobody's going to take him serious about that. It's like, we already kind of know what this nigga about at this point. So I think that he going to have a hard time, like, going back and forth with, like, motherfuckers like academics. Like, you know, he was just on ESPN talking about he wanted to box academics. And it's like, damn, nigga, you wasn't boxing when you was boxing gym.
Go box gym. Leave back alone. Go fight.
Yeah, so it's like, and the sad part about it was academics said some shit about Jim Jones prior to them running into each other. Like, he was like, hard shot at you. You ain't do nothing. You made a statement. Your daddy's a fucking detective. Your brother's a DA. And your other brother's a dentist. Yeah, he's like, so where do you fall in line with the Vice Lord shit? I'm like, damn. They got all the videos of his ex-homies, you know, talking about he ain't really like that. This, that, and the third. Yeah, you know, he going through typical rapper shit. He got to go beat somebody up. I ain't no street rapper. You know, I can get beat up. Nigga can catch up. Hey, you that YouTube nigga? Beat my ass. I'm going to get online and be like, man, yeah, nigga, beat my ass. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm going to just make a reaction video out of me getting beat up.
Hey, ain't nobody record that shit?
Yeah, but first of all, the main thing I tell niggas, I don't, like, even when they do diss tracks and shit, why don't niggas just lie?
Lie. Even if camera car, lie again.
Yeah, if you get caught in a lie, make another lie.
They don't believe you. I promise you. The internet.
You get caught in one lie, make up another lie, bro. You know what I'm saying? They said that all the ether was false. You know what I'm saying? But who cares? You know? Yeah.
That shit came on mixed this year. Last week. That nigga got down. He really must have pissed that nigga off.
Like, I was just listening to that shit.
I'm at work trying to work, and I had to stop working. I'm like, this nigga was really pissed when he wrote this shit.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he did his thing. All right. So, I used to be Megan Thee Stallion's representation.
We know. Where your attorney shit at now, Big Judge?
I'm going to say this.
Now, where the suit code at? Wait. Let's take your shit back to trial.
We're in preliminaries right now,
bro. I missed the last one.
What?
The last update. The last update I know is...
Liar! Last update
I had was this nigga Tory was passing out in court, and the judge said he's going to trial.
Oh, you're talking about, okay, so we're about to start this whole thing over. Let's start it over. So, preliminaries have started this week. Monday, it was Tory's turn to be back, right? So, they said Tory was in, one of the officers revealed that Tory Lanez, before he shot Megan, they said he was standing on, like, you know, you got a big SUV and you got the little step stool thing that come down. He was standing on that and he said, "Dance, bitch," and he shot at her feet. Yeah, he said, "Dance, bitch," shot near her and he hit her, right? All right, so he was like, you know, why don't y'all put out the shit that really happened? Da, 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 da. The next day, they go to preliminaries again. Now, his side is finally kind of being explained. And I will say, it makes a lot of sense. Her story it makes sense as well to me, but I'll say this. The details, like as far as like the evidence and shit, is what's kind of weird. Her story adds up until you hear other shit. So this is basically what happened. This is basically what happened. So basically, they had some shit come out where they had a witness, but the witness is saying they saw the flash closer to Kelsey than Tor. Right?
Longer.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like the police officers did terrible fucking police work because they said when they found the gun, it was still hot. So my whole thing is, if the gun is hot and you see a girl bleeding, even if she says she cut on glass, shouldn't you probably take everybody in and do like a gun residue check? They didn't do it.
They got real shit to fight.
They didn't do it. So also, they said they can't find the bullet fragments. Now, they said how the story began was, this is the story. So they're at Kylie Jenner's house. Apparently, Kelsey chick was either fucking Tory or wanted to fuck with Tory. Allegedly, Megan is known for backdooring. This is the words out of the lawyer's mouth. Megan is known for backdooring her friends for niggas, right? So she already, you know how women is. They want to stake their claim. I want him. She basically was like on some shit backdoor Joe. Like, hell nah. But she didn't know. So allegedly, the night at Kylie Jenner's party, she finds them allegedly kissing each other. She's like, what the fuck? So argument starts. Kylie said, get y'all black ass out of my house. So they get in the car and they get to fighting. Megan and Kelsey. They get to fighting. And then they didn't say what actually happened, but that's when they got the witness shit came. So that's what happened. They said, you know, her accounts is kind of inconsistent a little bit because she was drunk. And we're here. We're here now.
So basically, back to the original thing where Tory didn't shoot the homegirl shot, the ex friend shot.
Yeah.
But Tory kept it.
See, I think the problem with Tory, he probably sound like he trying to hold his street code up. But he got more to lose than a street nigga.
No, I'm just saying he's doing it right. He's letting it play out in court. He ain't got a snitch.
You can lose your
at this
life
point. He knows there's enough evidence.
I get what you saying, but for the spectacle like, kind of that he made out of it.
The second that it was like, to the point where he's gonna testifying.
But bro, yeah. He know that there's enough evidence, and he know there's nothing that's gonna point back to him. This is gonna play out.
Big Jess LaFleur, mm-hmm. You are officially removing yourself from the council.
I told her if things don't start to take a turn,
you're dropping
if
the
she's
case.
Not gonna get on, if she's not gonna get on the stand and testify, I quit. That's what I told her.
Jesus.
Let me know what you listen. Did this happen? How he said it happened?
Brandon, you need to do a victory lap, man.
Not yet.
Maybe early, bro.
He got January 13th.
You need to do a little bit. You need to get your props.
So listen,
bro.
I don't want.
Oh, I don't think we'll be ready when the verdict comes. Ready.
Listen, if
the most shit, this is if started.
If
I've been defending Tory,
listen,
since day one.
If
dance, bitch.
If Tory, if Tory is not guilty, I'll give Brandon 50 on demand. Push-ups during the podcast.
But I still,
on the man. If he want to make me do.
Well, hold on.
If he want to make me do.
I still got my push-ups when we beat.
I did them.
He did them.
I did them.
I don't remember.
I did them.
No.
I did do them.
He didn't. You did
what push-up? What did we bet on then? Oh, I'll do that. We'll finish that later. You can just add those to the on demand.
What is Megan's motivation for saying Tory shot her?
Either she really doesn't know, and that's probably her perception. Maybe she think that's what happened, or maybe somebody's in the ear saying, like, you know, dude. I don't know. It could have been a situation where Maybe he trying to take the gun out the girl's hand and it goes off. And she sees the gun in his hand and is like, you shot me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know.
That shit sound like somebody just said that shit.
But I kind of can see Tory saying this, bitch. That's the thing, like.
That's what I'm saying is, like, this, if she didn't do it, she's going that hard.
Yeah.
But she did do it.
So that's my whole thing, like, that's my whole thing is, like, why wouldn't I not believe her? That's how I look. That's always been my stance. Like, if somebody says, yo, this nigga shot me, why wouldn't that be my stance? Like, I'm going to take, like, if Brandon said, hey, this person shot me, I'm going to be like, shit.
But, if you know Brandon was in some messy shit, right?
But we didn't know all of that
part of the situation. It's not Brandon, anybody, they like, you gonna believe your kid and say something. You know your kid was fucking up and trying to
of course.
Nah, let's keep
they
this.
They might not tell the whole truth.
Of course, let's of not, course. Let's that's
make
a little different.
Y'all making it different. If a woman says a nigga did some shit to her, it's gonna be
taking
guilty
more
until proven innocent.
Yes.
Like period. Like. Right.
And I ain't gonna lie. The minute I heard about the whole situation,
your whole thing, there's a gun and there's a woman.
I just know. Even before they even said it, I was like, I ain't put it out there. But I was like, I can see Tory fucking short ass, you know what I'm saying, doing some stupid ass shit and shooting her, you know what I mean?
I thought she was beating his ass.
That's what I thought too.
Like he was embarrassed.
That was my initial thing.
And I said that was a hard.
Or she was talking. But see, talking that's also. The narratives that people was putting out there, like the fucking academics was bringing up shit. Like, it was just a lot of people saying shit. So, it's like,
I don't blame myself
for the way I thought.
When I knew it was real, it was the friend.
Yeah, that's when shit got weird.
Because it was like, okay, this ain't just him versus her.
Like, why is she so mad at me?
Why is she so mad at me?
Yeah. So, you know, we got the pieces. We got the pieces to the puzzle coming out. So, hey, you know.
Hey, Tory, I ain't never stopped listening to your music, by the way. Mm-hmm. Me too.
I don't listen to R. Kelly. So, what's next, fellas? What y'all want to talk about? Y'all want to talk about Sweetie? She tried to twerk that ass for Icy Chain. And the choreography. So basically, okay, I guess I got some questions about it. Like, so basically, Sweetie was at an award show, and the choreography wasn't good. Like, she didn't do good. Like, it looked terrible, right? And the internet was on her ass so bad that she basically was like, I'm going to do a redo in my hotel room. So initially, she was in her heels. You know, she was in, you know, her choreography. You know, on this one, she had her sneakers on, her sweats, and she literally redid the choreography. And then when she was performing, and she's a rapper, she was performing, she was out of breath. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like she kind of didn't know the lyrics. She didn't know the lyrics. And so I guess my question is, should she just let music go? Or, you know,
her career's not over. She has a career, but just leave music alone.
Or should she just, you know, or should she just continue doing what she's doing? What do we think? Because people were saying, like, people was literally online saying, stop doing music.
Just stop. Nobody's going to hate her for it. Like,
well, she can't stop. She doesn't want to deal with the bad press. You know what they say with celebrities? All press is good press. All press is good press. She's in the business of entertainment. At the end of the day, music business is not, like, music is just for, like, but in the day, we are in the entertainment business. So if she's entertaining people with bad music or whatever, yeah, it still gets her talked about. Still gets her thing. She could do, she can model. She can do whatever she wants to do.
She should model. She should do the commercials. She should do the shows.
But like, music,
bro, that shit was crazy though.
Yeah, so I don't know, Sweetie, right? She need a goddamn.
I mean, she has a long career ahead of her. Just don't do it in music.
I just don't take her serious.
Not in music, huh?
As a musician. So right. It's like, I'm not offended by her, sorry.
All right, so let's talk about Fujiano.
So, you still talking about this nigga, bro?
No,
that's how you got your name, Vlad.
So Fujiano, he basically, you know, he's a 1017 artist. He's from like West Bubblefuck, Georgia, somewhere. And, you know, he He had a situation last year where he was in Greenville, South Carolina, right? Small town.
Y'all ever been there? Ain't going back.
All right, he was at a club called Lavish Lounge. And basically, I don't know, I guess members of his entourage allegedly got into it with, you know, the locals. You know, probably some gang shit or some heckling. You know how it is. Niggas always want to test your gangs. And, you know, allegedly security let them in, let them in through the back door. Excuse me, with guns and shit. So they're getting into it. One of the people he with pulls out a gun, starts shooting into the crowd. Shoots like 5-6 people. Basically, two people died. One is the mother of two. She's like 27 years old. And one was a security guard or whatever. So, that was last year. So, Fujiano's already doing time. He's doing a 5-year bid because prior to, you know, making his way in the rap game, he had like a burglary or some shit like that charge. And he's been on probation with it. He violated the probation. And basically, he had got arrested for it. And then when he got out, he ended up getting put on an ankle monitor. Where around this time last year, he took him about a week. I guess he said, fuck sitting at home. He burnt the monitor off. Threw that shit off on the side of the highway. I mean, when I tell you this nigga was just out and about, this nigga was in Gwinnett. This nigga was at Berkmar hooping with Quavo and 2 Chainz.
Don't get more out than that.
Yeah, like posting up the highlights too. Like, yeah, I'm out here hooping for real. So, he ended up he was at the clubs. They ended up catching him in Memphis. When they caught him, he had another gun on him. So, he ended up beating that charge a few weeks ago, right, in Memphis for the gun. So he probably like, damn, I just got to do this time, you know what I'm saying, for violating, and I'm good. I think he was sentenced to like 5 years. You know, you probably didn't do the whole 5. But, bing bong, they hit that nigga with the feds came in, took his case.
Said a little bing bong.
The feds came in and hit him with a gun possession. I don't know how they did it, but they hit him with a gun possession from the night that the shooting happened. I think it might even be 2. So they hit him with 2 gun possessions. I don't know if he got arrested around that time and just kept it low, or like they just found evidence that, you know, showed that he was possessing a gun. So he's been indicted. You got Pooh Shiesty. He's already been indicted by the feds. He's looking at 5 to 10. Mandatory at least 5.
That nigga is guilty.
He got a new phone. That shit loud as fuck. That shit ain't never been that loud, nigga. So, I guess my question to y'all is, this is Gucci Mane's 3rd artist that's been indicted by the feds. Should he stop signing street artists? Should he just look for like different type of artists? Like, is this the right lane that he in? Because like, it's literally all of his best artists. You got Rallo, you got Fujiano, you got Pooh Shiesty. They all are in the feds right now. All of his artists.
Well, if he's going for that original feel, I guess he wants something relatable. Gucci Mane was in the streets. Yeah. As much as we know.
They going to jail for the same shit he was going to jail.
So, like, maybe he just, it's like, it's easy to say no. It's like it's a business person, but maybe as far as like a realism sense, it's like, mm-hmm. that's you live that lifestyle. Maybe I can try to do better to keep you away from that.
Maybe that's all he can spot out, too. Like, not everybody can find a Juice WRLD. Because I feel like with an artist, you always going to deal with some shit anyway. So, I mean, like, you know, you got people like, I don't want to talk bad about it, but like, think about Lil Bibby when he signed Juice WRLD. He's like, oh, I got me one. You know what I'm saying? This nigga ain't even a street nigga. And look what ends up happening. You know what I'm saying? The man had a heavy drug problem and end up panicking, taking drugs and shit, and died. You know, like, it's always gonna be some shit. He got another artist. I forgot the white boy name, but he went and got him a white boy.
Go Van Pep.
I forgot the nigga name. But the nigga, basically, that nigga, now he wanna get off the label. So it's just like, when you step behind that mic, you always see the other side of shit. You know,
think Gucci doing what he set out to do initially. I mean, what he watched Dev do with everybody and just trying to do it, keep it street, keep it niggas that he think is real, but I don't know how beneficial that's going to be in the long run. But then again, he'll probably already done recouped and got what he can get from these niggas. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, just keep that trend going. It's working as long as he's still...
If he stopped fucking with them, would that be hypocritical of him coming from his background?
When you say stop fucking,
I don't think it's hypocritical.
You talking about the niggas in jail or that?
Yeah, like they in jail. He said fuck them.
Nah, it's not hypocritical. You're a businessman.
You gotta handle your business. I don't think that's what he's gonna do, but if that's what he chose to do to make, you know, keep the business going,
yeah,
the show must go on.
Yeah, like at the end of the day, like is it frowned upon? Yeah, that shit may not be the most. Most shit you look at and be like, oh man, the most standard shit. But as far as a nigga gotta run a business, he got money invested in these niggas. These niggas ain't bringing him money. At the end of the day, what he supposed to do?
I don't know what they expect for niggas to do. Situations like that.
That ain't nothing like where I'm some person that be like, oh, Gucci man, you ain't real. It's the music industry. Like, the niggas in jail, what the fuck you want him to do? Like, at some point, he gotta move on. But then again, you could make the argument that he's not being responsible enough. Like he's the one that maybe he should do a better job protecting his investment.
Yeah. That's probably the best way to put it.
I mean, I agree. I think it's different when you gotta step from behind that mic. You know what I mean? You see the shit you had to deal with. And you probably could see, like, damn, I see why these motherfuckers weren't fucking with me.
Ready to drop my
ass. Yeah, I see why, you know, if I wasn't as valuable as I was, they would have dropped me. You know, you got artists out here doing 5 years with another one facing 5 to 10.
And how many of these niggas is Gucci?
Yeah, they weren't
like,
Gucci.
Who
had a chance?
He got enough buzz, but
I think that's probably one of Gucci's big. Rallo
was on the way.
Milani,
he just didn't get that
much. How big do we really think Rallo is?
Niggas do not have a buzz like Boop or Gucci.
I think Rallo is more internet relevant than music relevant. Don't get me wrong, in Atlanta he was pretty good.
See, I heard about it first from somebody from Nashville. They just talking about Pusha T. Who the fuck is a Pusha T?
Yeah, Nashville, Memphis.
Until that shit hit, and I was like, oh shit.
I can't lie, that realism, that idea that this thing is really about what you ever. That image helps. It helps. Like, the reason why
Pusha T went a little too far.
He took it a little too far. Like, damn, nigga, we believe you.
He came out on the stage.
We believe you, nigga.
10,000 in every pocket and shit. It's like, bro, calm down.
We believe you brought that life, bro. You gotta keep proving it.
But. So Rod Wave dropped a track called Nirvana, right? He deleted it 15 minutes after he put it up on his. So he dropped a song called Nirvana. We all know Kurt Cobain is the lead singer of the group Nirvana, where he ended up taking his life. Now, I'm not going to lie. The song was very impressive, but it's very dark. It's basically a suicide note. That's what it sounds like. A suicide note of him basically saying, like, it sounds like he's getting his affairs in order before he kill himself. Like, that's what it sounds like. And, you know, the internet, of course, you know, once you post it, it's there. You try to delete it.
Somebody always going to be there.
Yeah, the internet found it. They, you know, his fans were concerned. He ended up coming out and saying, man, I'm super straight. Don't worry about me. I'm super straight. He said, like, it was a suicide prevention song. Now, my opinion, I ain't hear nothing that
says
about prevention. It just sounds like, nigga, I'm about to go. I'm about to check out. So do we think that this is a clout move or is this room for concern?
I got to hear the song, but he always, if you listen the right way, he be in
it's
that.
A little darker than that.
He be in, okay. Well, I guess if it's darker than what he usually be in or what he can be in, then I can see the concern. I don't know, like, it's, you never want to say it's clout, you know it probably is, but That's tough. Like, I don't know. I don't know. He deleted it 15 minutes later. He deleted the song
15 minutes later. Posted up.
Why stay? Why delete it then? Just for attention.
I think, yeah, either that or maybe his people behind the scenes said, "Nigga, what are you doing? What is this?"
Sound like a song go a little bit though.
The song was nice. Don't play it for after this.
Leave it out. Why delete it?
I was like, I mean, it's already out.
What, like,
Neeson already posted that to their YouTube.
Bro, like, as an artist, you can always flip it. Like, first of all, like, suicide's a big deal. But, like, to pretend, like, that's their art, right? Yeah. You know? So, if that's how he's feeling in the moment he made the song, put it out. You could be like, yeah. And then use that as a suicide prevention. Like, this is how I felt in the moment. But, you know, I'm past that, whatever. You know, you can spin it any kind of way you want.
So, yeah, I'm not going to say that he was cloud chasing, but because I can see. Even though I didn't hear them mention the song, you never know what his plan was. Like, he could have made a music video. Maybe at the end, he don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what his plans were for the song. I just think the actual posting of the song and deleting it, that's why I'd be like, this is kind of questionable. You know what I'm saying? Like, why put it out there and then delete it? You know, it sounds like that when people put the post and delete, you know, that shit kind of sounds a little clout wise, you know, a little clout situation.
That's pretty much.
I don't think it was caught. I think he thought he put out a song that shit probably came from his heart. This is probably one of his favorite songs he done did.
Maybe Dark Cole.
And as soon as he put it out, they was like, yo, this ain't it. Like, you gotta take this shit down.
The label.
For whatever reason. We can't
have you out here doing it. All right.
So we got one more topic. What's the scenario?
I feel like it was.
I had Rick Ross and 50 Cent, but at the same time, I was just like, these niggas, this ain't even really no big deal. Like, Rick Ross is trying to say that allegedly, 50 Cent will make $250,000 off of BMF.
Do we care?
You know, it's a dick pulling content. I'm like, this was rich nigga problem, bro. Like,
that's a great.
That's why I said, fuck
that's
that.
A great show that I don't give a fuck how much he made. Just yeah. Keep making it.
Yeah,
that's sad. They still be 50. 50 ain't gonna let that go.
First off, 50's one of, Ross is just one of the niggas that he's relevant enough and he puts out enough good music and
Ross dropped the album?
Yeah, Richard and I were
there. When?
Shit, last week.
It wasn't bad.
I never miss a Ross album.
It's not my favorite like Ross album.
He always is consistent.
He's consistent. It's not bad music, but I will say
the beat choices were
horrible.
It's
kinda at his
what was the last album he dropped? The three. What's it called?
Port of Miami 2.
No. Was it Port of Miami 2? Yeah. That was good.
That was really good.
That was a really good album.
This one ain't that.
This ain't that.
But it's not bad.
It's not.
Said this, like this.
Let me ask you a question.
It's down
when has Rick Ross ever dropped a bad album?
No, he's never dropped a bad album.
So this is.
It's high quality music all the time.
This is arguably his worst album. I haven't even heard it yet.
Arguably, yes. It's down there.
And I think it's more so. It's not what he's saying. It's the beat choices and.
I think it was too short.
He always have good beats.
I think it was too short.
Like, I didn't have that one song that I just wanted to goddamn get in the car and smoke a cigar.
Yeah, but
just
Maybach Music 6.
Nah, none of that.
I think it was just, I think he just did, I think it was too short.
Nigga actually was one artist that can drop an album, you know it was going to be I. Ray Ross is on the short.
It wasn't, I went back to it.
It's high quality music.
Let me rephrase that. But you know it's going to be better than I. How about that? It was Ross. I didn't even know he dropped out.
All right, let's get to Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter, number one ranked athlete in the country in football. They don't even have him as a certain position. They have him. He played both ways. He played DB. He played wide receiver.
He's listed as an athlete, but he's a starting cornerback. But he plays a little bit of wide receiver. But he's
played a lot of wide receiver. He plays both ways. He don't take plays off.
I don't think he plays an entire offense.
No, I literally watched him play like 3-4 times.
Me too. I don't think he plays the entire offense. Well, like, no, he's their offense.
he's out there all game.
Who y'all talking about?
Like, did you watch the championship?
Yeah.
Oh.
That nigga didn't sit out. Huh? He didn't sit out.
I think of him more as a corner first.
Yeah, he wants to be a corner. He said that. He said he loves being a corner. I feel like he's a better receiver than a corner. But then again, when you're a corner and you a shut down corner,
that's more valuable.
People don't hear from you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not. We ain't here to argue about that. Yeah, but like he's great.
Yeah, he plays both ways. Incredible athlete from Collinsville.
Yeah, senior. Yeah. He's originally from I think Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He came up here. Yeah, he came up here. You know, so it's good Winnett County shit. Program. You know how we do over here. Best county in the nation. Best county in the nation. You know what I mean? But anyway, so he comes here. He committed to Florida State.
FSU.
Last minute signing day.
There was rumors.
There was rumors the day before.
He was going to UGA. My brother's a UGA fan. That's out of Yonit. So maybe a little bit that's a little bit wishful thinking. Yeah. But he had a picture with the UGA hat. So.
Yeah, Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders had said, I'm going to shock the world tomorrow.
And Deion Sanders, y'all don't know, was the head coach for Jackson State. HBCU.
He played both ways in the NFL, and he also played baseball. So he's an athlete. He's labeled as an athlete as well. You know what I'm saying? He did both.
If y'all who haven't seen, don't pay attention to college, I mean high school football, because I don't, Travis Hunter kind of snuck into my YouTube feed. This nigga's incredible.
Bro, like, he catches everything.
He's incredible. Like, spectacular catch on Madden is a 99 for this young boy.
Yeah.
Like, he's incredible. Hopefully he keep improving, but look out for him.
So, basically, he shocked the world and committed to Jackson State. So HBCU, not necessarily the top tier school.
It's not a FBS. It's not a FBS school. So yeah. The FBS is the first like Division One. Yeah. They don't call it Division Two no more. So it's, they don't play like they won't. They can't compete for a national championship like Alabama or. I seen all recaps from like the white one. I'm gonna name him Doug Gottlieb. I don't know who he is, but he's worked for ESPN. He worked for Fox now. Basically, said he made a terrible decision, spurning Florida State to go to HBCU.
Terrible decision for who?
For himself.
Not for himself.
I don't think it's a terrible decision.
What are your thoughts about that?
I'm gonna say this. I don't think it's a terrible decision because one. So I seen earlier like a couple months ago, maybe a month ago, that alleged Deion Sanders was interviewing for other jobs and whatnot. My whole thing is he's an incredible person. I think that he cares about his boys. He's gonna teach you about first of all, they're the same type of person. They're athletes both sides of the game. He can teach them about both. Receiver, you know that. He was the number one ranked player in the nation. It's not like he's not going to get drafted if he lives up to the hype.
No matter where he goes.
Either way, wherever he goes. Now we're going to look at Jackson. There's going to be more Jackson State games on TV.
There already is on TV now.
Yeah, they're already on TV.
They're competing for a
SWAC championships. All that shit.
That's the conference. What is it? Southwest?
Southwest. Something. But look, it doesn't matter. It's going to bring light to the program. They're going to be watching him, right? Especially because some people just want him to fucking fail now. On top of that, I think that he's in a situation where, say Deion leaves or say he don't want him here, he can always just transfer.
So he went to that was one of the things he said. Deion, one of the reasons why he's at Jacksonville, because he couldn't get a job at Florida State. Mm-hmm. He couldn't get a job in the Texas school. So like, he might get it now. He's turned that program around. So if he leaves next year, where does that leave Travis Hunter?
Follow him.
Shit, why not?
Yeah. So I agree. Like, it's not like he can't leave. Yeah, like he got to do what, 3 years?
Yeah.
You got to do 3 years?
You got to do three.
Yeah, your third year you can leave. Yeah.
Do two, go to the FBS for one, keep it moving. He can do that.
So one of the arguments is talent. Like he's not steel sharpened steel. If he goes to Georgia, he's playing against the best. Or he goes to Alabama. He goes to any big D1 program. Jacksonville State.
Was that a problem for Shannon Sharp?
Nope.
Was that a problem for Jerry Rice, who went to that same college?
And don't think that you're going to go down there with Deion and just goddamn sit there with your feet kicked up. That nigga going to work you harder than any of them coaches going to make you work.
And time out. We make up 80% of the whole college football. You think it's some players that's not... that don't see him and be like, oh, yeah, we about to fuck him up.
Okay, he's going to get everybody's best shot because he knows, they know the eyes are on him.
Come on now.
So all the recruit was watching him. So if you a wide receiver going against Travis Hunter, and now. You get a crazy day, there go your look. Niggas get drafted.
Don't let him play both sides at Jackson State. Don't let him play both sides.
I'm a closet FSU fan, so I was kind of hoping he'd go there. But I'm happy for HBCU. I'm rooting for
HBCU. They just hurt because HBCU. It was Deion who took that. FSU, you wouldn't even get his man a job.
God, man, it's crazy.
And that nigga,
it goes to show you, like,
it don't matter
how separate niggas is. You know how fucking important, like, Deion's supposed to be able to.
He should have, the man he retired, he should have a job.
He should have a job. He should, well, Bobby Bowden was still there, but he should, that should be like, if he, wherever he want,
yeah,
it should be, he should get.
Yeah, so he shouldn't even have to work his way.
He shouldn't
even
have to interview. Fuck work. Yeah. He shouldn't have to interview. It's like, all right, come on here now. If you fuck up.
This man don't know. You mean to tell me, so this dude who probably peaked at college football compared to the GOAT, you mean to tell me he got more knowledge than him?
Shouts out to, I'm going to be paying attention to him a lot.
Shout out to Gwinnett County.
Shout out to Gwinnett County.
Best talent in the nation. Alright. Talk about that. Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Say what? What's the scenario?
Hey.
Alright. So Matt and Latrice are in a relationship. Talking about their issues with one another. Lisa is expressing her problems. She's in the middle of a discussion. When Matt wants to express a problem he has with Lisa. Lisa stops him and says, don't bring up your issues with me just because I'm expressing my issues with you.
Wait, what is Lisa to Matt?
Huh?
The friends?
That's his girlfriend.
No, Latrice is Matt's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Was Lisa
to Matt? Oh, my bad. I don't know why I said Lisa. I'm sorry. Matt and Latrice are in a relationship and they're talking about their issues with one another. Latrice is expressing her problems in the middle of the discussion. Matt wants to express the problem he has with Latrice. Tree stops him and says, don't bring up your issues with me just because I'm expressing my issues with you. Save that for another time. Mac feels like that's not fair. He feels like Latrice is trying to run a dictatorship when it comes to communicating. Who do y'all agree with?
So they're in a relationship and Latrice expressed her problem. And Mac tried to express the problem. She said, don't do it another time.
In the middle of the discussion, I guess she felt like they not. They're still talking about
her problem.
What she said, her gripe. He said, like, maybe he gets triggered in mid-conversation. He was like, well, this is the issue I have with you. And she says, not now, another time. Chava says, we talked about this on
Twitter. Hey, fuck that shit. Look here, Matt might be that type of nigga. He had to get that shit out at that moment or he may never repeat that shit again. You know how much it takes for a nigga to really say what his issue is with somebody? Facts. So if you don't, like now, he has to watch the way that he words and say, I hear what you're saying, but from what happens, how you feel from that, this is how this makes me feel. And you have to really break it down so that the woman understands. I'm not dismissing what you're saying, but you got to hear my point on how that shit make me feel too. Like, as long as the his gripe is in connection with the same conversation, then get that shit out, speak it, and just have one big conversation and get this shit over with. Like, why prolong this shit and have 2, 3, 4 conversations when we can have this shit go to sleep and wake up like nothing happened? Like, we can be cool as hell in
That's
the morning.
Girl, like, girls don't like hearing that, though. Like, hypothetically speaking, if Latrice, are you just telling Matt his shit? And Matt is like, I don't never complain. But since you bring it up, you blew him out. And Latrice is in every right to be like, man, I'm like, you never bring this up. So why are you waiting until I bring it up? Because, not, like, I
you
don't
open
bring
the
it
door.
Up.
You open the door.
So it's no, I don't, like, I wonder, we might not be qualified to answer this. Like, maybe it's kind of like, what's the best advice to answer? Because I would like to know.
My advice, I would say, I feel like she is trying to run kind of like a dictatorship by saying, hey, we're going to talk about this later. Because first of all, the worst thing you can do to a man is plan out your fucking debates and your arguments and shit. Like, a nigga not going to want to talk about this later. It's on my now. But I understand what she's saying. What she could have said.
Let's finish what we were talking about.
Okay, well, let's talk about this, and then after that, I'll give you your time to speak on whatever you want to speak about.
See, I understand.
That's fair.
I understand that point. It's kind of like, well, you wait until I bring it up. My thing is, like, the nigga Matt could be like, yo, I never say shit. The only reason why I don't say shit, because I feel like I let you room to do these things you complain about.
Yeah.
Because I let you do them. But now that you bring it up,
we have to hold each other accountable. We have to hold each other accountable.
It's like, he's like, he'll say, it's like the truth.
If I'm his friend and he comes and tells me this story, he says what you just said, I'm gonna be like, well, bruh, we gotta be realistic. If you had a problem, you should have said it. It is what it is. I get it. Maybe shit don't bother you.
Matt just texted me. He said, don't take advice from Justin. All right, we're back. Keep going.
I would just say, hey, bro, like, you got to look at it like this.
I don't like that, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. What? I mean, if a nigga say, yo, Latrice, or is Lisa Latrice? Latrice is mad because I leave my socks on the floor all the time. I don't put them in the basket. But I say, the reason why, okay, but you leave this on the counter every day. And,
well, then you should have said something. I'm not saying
I don't say nothing.
As a man, I understand.
If I don't say nothing, about that, why are you saying something on my socks?
As a man, I understand that not everything to us is
worth a debate.
It's worth the discussion. You know what? I'm gonna pick this up. I'm gonna do that. Right?
I'm not saying,
but
he's wrong. Like he's okay from the socks. What I'm saying is that they both need to do better.
Exactly. I get that.
But you made it seem just dead it. Just do what you say.
I didn't make it seem like that. You wouldn't let me finish.
Damn right.
All I'm saying is you have to see it from that perspective is they don't know nothing about it. If you didn't bring it up, they don't know nothing about it. So to them.
That's my point.
To them, when they're saying something, why wait till now to say it? Like all I'm saying is where I feel like she could have done better is when we're done discussing what I'm uncomfortable with, discuss what you're uncomfortable with. But to cut somebody off, I can understand the frustration. Like, think about if it was the other way. Like, say if something, we don't know how long she might have been holding on to this. We don't know. So if you got something that's irritating you and you're expressing it to your girl and you ain't getting to get all your thoughts out. Remember I said he cut off in the middle of the conversation. You don't even get to get all your gripe out and then this person cuts you off. It says, hey, well, what about this? I don't agree with the tell me later shit. But, all right, hold on. When I'm done, we can discuss whatever you have an issue with. And let's get it all out the way. I feel like as adults, y'all should be able to do that. Now, what I don't agree with is talk to me later about this shit. This came from Twitter. We have people saying shit like, talk to me another time about that shit. No. I'm not finna plan
especially if the conversations flow. Like, I'm not bringing up some shit that's like 2 years ago. Like, this shit going,
some shit.
This shit going
connect. That piss you off?
No, but I'm saying like, if that shit all go in connection to this, to the same conversation.
Yeah, but do you hear the way that you're talking about it? That's gonna start.
No, I'm not saying. Not
you.
Oh, okay.
Him.
I'm just saying.
Is that not gonna start arguing? You see how he just said? He said, well, you see the petty shit you talk about? Well, what about that's gonna start an argument, nigga. It's gonna be a real argument.
It is
like how you said.
It's like if the shit
you can be
flows,
mature about it.
It's like flowing. All right, you mad about this? Okay, I'm gonna hear you out. But when you get, we feel like we got to it. All right, now, but look,
what
I heard
the key word you just said.
I'm gonna let you finish.
When we get to a
stopping point, like period. We there now?
Yeah, okay.
This is the next chapter of this conversation. Like, but
see, you act like
now
you,
you can jump in no, the middle
that,
and say.
That wasn't my point, though.
Now, if you jump in the middle
how
of that conversation,
how I say it, whatever. But
look, if you jump in the middle of it and you say, you try to say what you gotta say, she's like, but I ain't finna saying what I gotta say.
No,
we not going to sleep until that shit done.
I'm not finna,
because I'm not about to go to sleep.
I ain't finished what I was trying to say, and then you cut her off. All right, I get that. That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, you might have some more shit to say.
Even if that the idea like a girl could get mad, so why you waiting until I bring up something? You bring up something. If this was bothering you, why you wait till I bring it up? That's the crux of my issue. Don't matter if I say I'm gonna let you finish. You done? You got everything out?
Yeah, I agree.
Now this is my problem with you. the girl gonna be like, well, why you wait until I bring up the stocks so you can bring up that?
The issue I had, the issue
that's why I agree with you on that.
Feel like the issue where you feel like you can tell me when I'm supposed to tell you my problem with you. That's why I have an issue.
That's mainly what I'm speaking about. Not
I will respect it. And this is what the women weren't saying on Twitter. Cause I have women says me talking about
it's time for you to come back.
We could talk about this another time. No, you're not gonna tell me we could talk about this another time. We're being adults and we're talking about our issues. What you just said may have triggered me, right?
Facts.
So what I'm telling you, if she was to say,
she gonna get her answers and go to CP.
Yeah,
and
be like, ah, we think good. You about to just tell me what the fuck you feel.
But in the real way, but if you I can see why they get annoyed by it because they feel like
if that happens every time, it's gonna be an issue.
But I don't agree with it, but I understand like it's like why are you waiting until.
But that's what I was just trying to tell
my grievance. I don't agree with it, though.
That's what I'm saying. I understand it.
But what I'm saying is, like, damn, nigga, like, you wait until I bring up something, like, then you want to.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So what I'm saying is the best thing, the best part for the situation.
I don't complain about that shit, but since you want to complain about some shit,
so we know because we know how we work, right? So all I'm saying is the best thing for the situation is, why would you, first of all, if we having a discussion, we airing out grievances. Why would I tell you to air out your grievances on a later day? Who the fuck is planning to argue again later?
Well, I'm trying to get this shit done in one conversation.
We need to be it up. So the best thing you need to do, and that we need to compromise is, let's talk. Okay, I'm gonna say what I gotta say. You say what you gotta say.
We need a girl here, bro.
And then we air out our grievances.
The girl ain't gonna hear that shit.
Man, fuck it. This is our podcast. We gonna talk about this shit.
Don't talk about me till next week.
Yeah, you ain't gonna tell me what you got an issue with, but then I gotta shut the fuck up. So we don't need no one.
Because once you say that, you tell me to wait or shut the fuck up. Don't even worry about it.
All right. Next question.
Petty coming out.
Cutting
sticky.
Cutting sticky is in the car with his girl Taisha. Taisha feels like getting a little frisky. She pulls out a bag of X pills. They about to pop one.
T.I.
pulled over by Cobb County Police. When the officer asks whose pills they are, Sticky says, not mine. Eventually,
Sticky, real nigga.
Eventually, Taisha goes to jail, and when she gets out, she kicks Sticky out and says, a real man would have took the charge for his woman. Is she accurate or is she cap?
So they are together.
They're together. That's a woman. Girl. They in the car. She pulls out the bag of the X pills and says, I'm trying to get freaky tonight. What's up, nigga? So they about to take it. Police come.
It's a funny question.
He says, hey, mine. I'm in Cobb County, too. It's rougher for me than it is for you.
You want the facts or the cap?
Both.
The cap? Yeah, I need to take the charge.
That's the cap.
Is officer. That ain't my bag. I don't know how it got.
I don't know who bag it is.
It's not mine.
Y'all niggas ain't shit. I'll take a little X pill, Charlie.
Yeah.
I gotta go work that.
First of all, this is cousin Sticky, bro. We don't know what he got going. He might got warrants.
As long as I'm not on probation or parole, I'll take the little
X pill. Nigga, my record be scotch free. Officer, that's not my bag. Officer, that's not my bag.
Bro, it's just a pill.
Oh, you better lawyer up.
Just
get Matt Murdock.
Nigga, you ain't
just
fuck with you.
Hey, listen.
It's an X pill, bro.
I'm 31 years old. I take pride in the fact that I've never been to jail in my life. I can't even tell you what jail looks like, right? I'd be damned if I go to jail for a bitch who pulled out some X pill.
Nigga, you'll be right out. You'll be right out.
That's your wife. That's your wife. That's
when I got your bar money. I'm taking your car.
Baby behind the best lawyer.
Y'all niggas ain't shit.
I don't know what I was
doing. I'm a hired Method Man for you, baby.
I don't know what I was doing.
Is she gonna leave for Method Man, nigga?
I don't know. I said Matt Murdock. He said Method Man. Y'all get the reference later.
Baby.
Power. There we go. But anyway,
bruh.
I don't know what I would do.
Hey, bro.
I don't know. In that situation, in that moment, I'm gonna look.
First off, if she ain't probably,
If it's real life, let me tell y'all what's going to happen. Nobody's taking that charge, okay? Because when I see we get pulled over, the pills are getting swallowed. Hey, bitch.
Bag juice? Of pills.
Okay, juice, bag okay, of pills, juice world. Juice.
You said a bat.
I said he put out. I said she put out a bag of pills.
Of pills. There's a lot more questions. Like, bitch, where you get these pills from?
We ain't got time to ask.
But I'm supposed to.
We had them at the crib. No.
I'm saying all that shit's going through my head.
We had them at the crib. I just took them with me.
So he knew she had them at the crib.
I don't know.
All that shit matters.
I'm making
regardless for X pills.
If it's a surprise,
I ain't telling her to bring them in the car.
If it's a surprise, like I had no idea she had the pills and she bring them out.
Nigga, that shit ain't heroin.
But if we in the crib, I knew she had them all that, and then it just happened. All right, maybe I might take.
Look,
I'll probably
do what you gotta do. I need to be out in 24 hours.
Alright.
This last one.
I got one. Nah, I'll save it.
Yeah, save it. Okay, so Donnie has a business dinner with his wife, Denise, and his boss, and his boss's wife. Flaky restaurant.
So Donnie, his wife, his boss, and his boss wife has a business.
They're on a double day.
Gotcha.
All
right. Right? They have a swanky restaurant in Buckhead.
I'm starving.
Everything is starting well until Denise ordered chicken fingers for dinner, followed with Henny and Coke.
Hey, Rob, all over again.
Donnie feels like she's making him look crazy.
Order what you gonna
eat.
Is
he tripping or is that a big deal?
That nigga tripping like a motherfucker. Order what you actually gonna eat and drink. Like, don't order no shit and we taking it home. You gonna throw this shit away. Nah, these places cheap. Like, eat what you gonna order. What the fuck you gonna eat? I don't care.
This is a business thing, right?
I don't care. Use a fork and a knife and cut the chicken tender.
Why the fuck you ordering chicken tender?
Because that's what the fuck she gonna eat, bro. Don't order some shit that you.
No.
You gotta order what you like. You gotta order what you.
No, the fuck you don't.
If the only thing she like on this menu is chicken tenders, what's she supposed to
then
order?
Eat before. Go.
Oh, so now she supposed to go and just eat the free bread. Now she gonna eat the free bread.
Or, first of all,
bruh,
just come, like, it's a business. It's a business dinner, bro. It's about impressions. Sometimes impressions last. You don't know what.
He's saying you too comfortable.
Like, my nigga, like,
make
for
this
one
shit
night
look
you
classy.
Can't sacrifice.
Oh, so just leave me at home there, because if you
I look at the menu
and the only thing I like is the chicken tenders.
Eat before. You're a grown person.
Look so what am I supposed to order?
What you mean? You can order anything.
I don't want it.
And then don't eat it. It's all right. I'm going to pay
for
it.
So that shit looks better?
Yes. It's all right for you to not eat the food like that.
Man, y'all niggas tripping.
It's a business menu.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. This ain't for your pleasure. You're an accessory.
You're an accessory to the business dinner, man. You don't know what kind of shit he's trying to get.
If you
it's about impressions, bro. That's
so you can't
crazy.
Eat chicken tenders with a fork and a knife,
nigga. They go, man, you look crazy.
Nigga, what? Where the fuck we look like we at? Oklahoma City,
bro. Yeah. Y'all niggas.
I'm a chicken tender eating nigga, and I'm telling you that shit is a little bit extra, bro.
This nigga out here living like we goddamn.
But if you know she ain't gonna
eat
this
nothing
shit,
nothing else. And, like, and if you that like,
just take
baby, I'm gonna let you eat after. Sacrifice. You'll be alright. You ain't gonna die.
And you ordered a Henny and Coke.
And they ordered
a Henny and Coke.
What is she supposed to order if that's the drink she likes?
So,
this is not for your pleasure. This is for me. So you're an accessory.
So a Hennessy and Coke is that bad.
If my girl takes me out and said, I'm trying to get the promotion. Listen, I'm going on a double date. It's me and my boss and her husband. I told her we can go out.
So Henny and Coke.
I'm not ordering no Henny and Coke.
Oh, no.
I ain't ordering nothing or I might. I'm looking at what they order.
I'm reading the room. Read the fucking room.
Yeah,
you a hustler. You gotta have that mindset of trying to.
Come on, bro.
Which is not just being obtuse to the situation, bro.
Come on, bro.
And I'm saying this shit not even like I'm not saying this shit like because I know what I would order because I don't when I go out with y'all niggas I order one thing when I'm out with my girl I order another but I like both. I can do that.
One
but,
night won't kill
Hennessy
anybody.
And Coke is that bad?
I don't think it's that
fuck.
Bad. But
okay, I'll give more understanding to the chicken tenders than a Hennessy and Coke.
I've been in a situation. I went to
so a crown of Coke is better.
Listen. I went to a wedding party. What's that shit called before they get married? It's like a wedding
rehearsal.
No, before that. Whatever.
It's a wedding shit.
It's some wedding shit, right? It's like people giving them gifts. I was bringing a drink.
Bridal shower.
There we go. We making a drink, right? We make a Hennessy and Coke. I mean, we're making this strawberry Hennessy. They looked at us like we was crazy. And this is the majority white people.
Hennessy.
These niggas is niggerish.
Now, by the end of the night, they was all drinking that shit like it was a fucked up. But before, it took that one white person to walk up and be like, let me taste it. God, this is good. Come drink it. My point is saying that.
They're
sending y'all
some niggas.
Yes. Hennessy, I got to go work in 2 days. Like mm-hmm. It's just impression, bro. You got to read the room.
And
you
know some niggas over there drinking Hennessy.
You're not going to order fucking Hennessy and Coke.
Now, I will say it's sad that we have
fucking, to like what's that word called?
Hennessy ain't cheap.
It's not about being cheap. It's about being
black. Yeah. It's about being black.
No,
it's
about being fucking stereotypical. A stereotypical nigga gonna drink some Hennessy.
Chicken and beef.
Chicken and beef. You gonna get some chicken and beef.
The chicken tenders, I understand bro. What y'all said. I don't agree with it, but like I get what y'all said. Like but the Hennessy and Coke is that serious. And I've been out on business dinners and I get it.
You gotta read the room.
Just know what y'all. Yeah, I'm not gonna say don't do it. But just know what type of situation you're in. If your husband is cool with the boss and y'all both be on some kiki and nigga shit,
that's different.
Yeah.
But fuck with him on fantasy team.
Like your first opportunity.
Man, this is a 7-year-old white man and his wife, mm-hmm. and his first impression. I'm not finna order the Henny Coke. I'm reading the room. What do you like to drink? A little bit of a Jameson and Scotch guy myself. Whatever I gotta do
give us some facts and cap.
Facts and cap. I don't know if y'all watched the Chargers and the Chiefs game.
I said a long
essay. I was in the movies, so a lot of people have written off Mahomes. We talk about that another time. My question
is: the tape is out, A-Rob. The tape is out, bitch.
He didn't respond back neither.
That tape ain't where out, he at? Nigga.
Anyways, tape ain't out, real quick, they went to overtime. Chiefs got the ball first. They went down. They score. They win. Should the NFL change their overtime rules to be more like college? Facts or cap?
Change that
shit, bro. I feel like cap. They changed it to make it as fair as they can as an NFL organization.
Why?
No, I say this.
What do you mean why?
Why? Expand.
I feel like.
Why is that as fair as it can be? College has a way where.
Cause college, like you said, like it starts at Pee Wee and you work your way up. You have middle school, high school, college. Now you're in the pros, like. Shit changes. Like, shit shouldn't be that easy. It's not always going to be that fair. Okay. Nigga, all right, we tied. You have a chance to stop me from scoring a touchdown.
Okay. If I only hit a field goal, you got to finish. I get it. You're saying the professional level, you have enough opportunity to win. Let me ask you the better question, Brandon. What overtime is better for you to watch, college or NFL?
NFL. I need one quarter with those rules, and that's all I want. I feel like college should have those rules.
Justin?
It's obviously better to watch. College because every year you get a 3 overtime, 4 overtime, but in the NFL, you know you got contracts, you got
commercials.
Y'all, Fox might not be able to cover that shit the whole time. You know what I mean? Who knows? What I will say is, I think that they already didn't compromise the rules. They already did everything they needed to do. It's just like, damn, what else are you supposed to do, like, nigga? The first, we don't do it, the first, if you get a first touchdown, you win.
I think that's fair.
A field goal, I think everybody feels that fair. I didn't hear no complaints, so I don't really have an issue with that. You let a man score, you took it 75 yards, you deserve to fucking lose. You couldn't get a stop. It is what it is. We watched the game. Why would we even complain? The reason I wouldn't even complain about that game is because we see niggas go for it on fourth down for Chargers, they went for it on fourth down
in the first half. The first half was like three, four times.
Doing it play by play. This is terrible fucking coaching. This is a dick pulling contest.
Debatable.
And that shit was at the goal line. You know how many field goals?
You at least had 6 points
in the first half. In the first fucking half.
That's revisionist. Like you don't know.
No, it's not revisionist. Bro.
You don't know what
I watched the game.
Field goal. I watched. All I'm trying to say is,
bro, they're on the 3-yard line.
I seen them.
Okay, you didn't get it. You didn't get it the first time, right?
I saw it.
The second time, you should probably just kick a field goal.
I saw it. What I'm trying to say.
The third time, you fumble it at the fucking goal.
These niggas
line.
Are playing Madden like how I play.
This shit is crazy.
I loved it because I'm like, either you gonna get it or
you. We agree, disagree. We're talking about that. Facts or cap. Facts or cap. Was the Jaguars wrong firing Urban Meyer in the middle of the season?
No, fuck that nigga.
Shit. Or should they let him at least?
They should have fired his ass when they had the little fucking bow-legged white girl twerking on his ass and shit.
So for all y'all don't know,
episode
Urban Meyer had the Tebow shit. He had Tebow. We argued about that, whether that was a big deal or not. He had the coach that was like a racist. He hired a racist coach. They suck. He had the little white girl twerking on him. And apparently he like...
The white girl twerking on him ain't bad. But when you let your whole team go... No, no, no. This is what happened. He didn't travel back with the team so that he could sit there in his own establishment to let a white girl...
He said, y'all niggas got to get on the plane.
Y'all losers go home. Everybody sit here.
I'm going to sit here and get some
work. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. Nigga didn't.
That nigga know he gonna have a top 15 school next year. He gonna be back in college.
I don't know if he gonna coach right away. Facts of cat, one last one. Good one. Who are better fighters? Football players or hoopers? Facts of cat. Who's the better fighter? In y'all opinion.
Hoopers don't fight. Hoopers don't fight.
So you gonna take the football player?
Yeah, they physical, they fighting, they testosterone crazy, they got CTE, all kind of shit. So yeah, I'm picking them. What the fuck? Basketball players.
Y'all some hoopers though. I've never seen y'all really play football
really
like
fight
that.
Like that, bro.
I ain't really seen you, bro. You the hooper, dog. No, I never seen you be like, yo, man, I got the football in the trunk. Y'all want to go out?
I just said I'm better at football.
I didn't say what you better at.
Oh, this nigga got an arm.
I'm a football
player.
I just couldn't play for Burtmore. Okay.
I'm talking about like niggas.
I didn't have no protection.
You never stopped me from hooping.
I really don't want to fight like that. I can play for myself.
So you all right, just answer where you lie.
I've been in fights with both.
Mm-hmm. And football
football is probably the worst because football players, it's not 20, let's say anywhere from 12 to 20 people on the bench, right? Got 54 plus more. Mm-hmm. Nigga, and out of those 54 players that's ready to fight, nigga, you got 48 that's gonna fight. You might have 10 niggas that ain't ready.
Bro, you can't go back.
Bro, nigga, I'm not talking about
I'm just talking about like just like these niggas is ready. Like we fighting basketball players. You might have two of the starting five in the bench.
Let me give you the aspect. Travis Hunter, you going to an HBCU? You about to be in some shit, my boy. HBCU ain't just
nigga. We all fighting
at Georgia. They gonna be like, fall back, little bro.
Niggas gonna hold you back. You're the future.
And Jackson State.
Push up, little bro. Push up, big bro.
When you were at the fucking new party, the pretty nasty party, and shit pop off.
Shouts out to them cap.
Nigga, you gotta fight. In this country ass town with the locals?
This question was.
You gotta be ready.
Because I know Jake Paul and Tyron will be fighting tomorrow. Yeah. But
They fighting tomorrow?
Saturday? But guess who's the.
Oh shit, pull up.
Guess who's the second? Frank Gore.
And then.
Deron Williams.
No, that's a little different.
Deron Williams.
No. I think that, first of all, I always bet on the light-skinned niggas on game.
Who y'all got? Frank Gore.
Frank Gore
is a fucking tank.
I got a dub on Gore.
You remember?
Deron Williams.
He's like 6'4", bro.
Deron Williams said he's been professionally training for this shit for years. He has his own shit.
So has Frank Gore.
I'm talking about Deron Williams.
But so has Frank Gore. I read that too.
Fuck out this
boy. Hey,
bro. I say it's fighting tomorrow. Man.
Can I get a dub in ones, though?
But that's the last.
On the podcast.
That's the last of this episode 74, man. We out, baby.
Then let the GDs. Yo. Nope.